Oregon's governor and first lady are not married. It's something that's attracted little attention since the Democrat took office about a year and a half ago. But as his partner, Sylvia Hayes, rolls out her anti-poverty agenda, some people question whether she should have the title first lady. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
We'll get started here. I'm just the support cast here, as you know.
There's only one person in Oregon who says, "Thank you, dear," when being introduced by the governor. That'd be Sylvia Hayes. Not that it impressed the dozens of preschoolers at this daycare center in Bend.
I'm going to shout over the exuberance going on across the hall.
Hayes was here to highlight the work of a local anti-poverty agency. Promoting social service organizations is part of her agenda as First Lady, something she's calling her Prosperity Initiative. She shared her own story of growing up dirt poor in rural Washington state.
My family lived for a time without running water or electricity, and I wound up on my own at 16 at an early age and really struggled financially for most of my life. I know exactly.
It's a compelling tale of a climb out of poverty, a story which ends with Hayes getting a college degree and starting her own business. But when a local television station posted their coverage of the event, the first comment following the story asked whether it would be more appropriate to call her first girlfriend rather than first lady. Similar negative comments about the couple's status, some of them quite nasty, follow nearly every news story mentioning Hayes as first lady. Hayes says she never claimed the title.
People just started calling me that kind of by osmosis. And yes, there has been some controversy around is it appropriate because we aren't married. And I say that those people are more than welcome to just call me Sylvia.
In fact, she remembers the first time her new role dawned on her. She was out for a jog just after the election.
All of a sudden, I just stopped and I said out loud, "Oh my gosh, I'm going to be the first lady." And then it was like, then I got to thinking, what does that mean exactly?
Hayes and Kitzhaber call each other life partners. They spend lots of time together at the governor's mansion and elsewhere, and that bothers some who see their cohabitation as setting a bad example. Teresa Harkey of the Oregon Family Council says it's nothing against Hayes personally.
If she's doing the work of it, then, you know, then kudos to her. That's great, and that's who he chose to do it. I think that a lot of people would have preferred that the First Lady was the spouse of the governor, because that is the general intention of that position.
In fact, according to the National Governors Association, Hayes is unique. Several governors, like Kitzhaber, are divorced, but only in Oregon is the governor's unmarried companion given the title of First Lady. While the arrangement may turn heads, it's also a reflection of the society at large. That's according to Jason Jurjevich of the Population Research Center at Portland State University.
Almost 1 out of 10 households in Oregon is of unmarried partners.
Jurjevich says that's higher than the U.S. average. And while 1 out of 10 may not sound like a lot, the rate of unmarried partner households has nearly doubled in Oregon over the past 2 decades.
I think that sort of speaks to a lot of systemic changes that are happening, not only in American society, but are also happening here in Oregon.
Jurjevich says some of the increase in such living arrangements is due to people waiting longer to get married. I asked Hayes if she and the governor are planning to get married.
I think we probably will at some point, but I also don't think that we necessarily need that to be as committed as we are. We have a phenomenal relationship. I feel very blessed by that. I certainly wasn't going to get married just for political expedience.
For now, Hayes is concentrating on her anti-poverty work. It's a way she thinks she can make a difference with the role that she's been given. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.